This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Civic Media somewhat proudly presents the John and Gordy Morning Show. The phone lines are already buzzing, but that's just due to a faulty connection the engineers can't track down, so don't let that stop you. Call anyway, 608-879-8255. Now here they are, John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Hey, baby. Yowzer, yowzer, yowzer. They're playing our hit list of great stories to bring to you today.
Good morning.
It is just a phenomenal new administration that I just can't wait to sink my teeth into and spit out. this is not boding well. I told Sam this. I don't know if I told you this. My focus, I hope to get my focus more on technology and health news again, so I don't have to talk about this numbskull ad nauseum.
Well, I think
forever.
You're going to need to talk about him anyway, because Elon Musk is part of the administration, and he just pulled us out of the World Health Organization yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Well, we'll save a little money on subscriptions to the World Health Organization magazine.
Did you watch him complain about the World Health Organization?
No, I missed that one.
And you almost hit it on the head just from what you said.
No, all kidding.
He did was complain about the fees for the World Health Organization. It had nothing to do with vaccines or preventing, plagues. We pay too much. What is wrong with this guy? Just go away.
Well, he just got there.
A little
He's
too
not
early.
Going
I know it's too early to ask for that.
You're just unpacking the boxes. Right. Come on. Imagine they'll be transporting all those classified documents back into the White House.
Well, the White House, I think the new White House will be Mar-a-Lago. Right?
Yeah, probably.
The other place is just, too many old things in it.
Yeah, he didn't like the White House anyway.
He said he didn't.
It was a trashy dump.
Yeah.
He didn't like it at all.
I think he likes it now that he got rid of that big portrait.
Really?
Was it the general?
Of General Milley?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
When a painting gets under your skin, you really got some emotional problems, my friend.
I guess so. It's another cold start in Wisconsin. Boy, were you having
this is the coldest morning we've had so far.
Yeah,
now
it's 11 degrees below zero. It feels like 23 below out there. Yikes.
Yeah, that's
why there's an extreme cold warning all across the state. And schools are closed,
Yep, the schools are closed.
Yeah. And
from what I hear, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here and say that schools are closed.
No, they are.
And most aren't, are they?
Most schools are closed.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I forget what building it was, but I heard there was a building on west end of UW's campus that had a pipe burst yesterday. A couple floors were starting to have water leak everywhere.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Wow.
What are you going to do? Call the plumbers. Get them in there. They get a lot of work this time of year.
Yeah.
So what do you think our high, if we're starting out at 11 below zero, what do you guess our high might be?
Our high is going to be about 5 below. That's my guess.
Yeah, okay. That's wrong.
you want my,
keep the
5 above.
Going.
Let's say 5 above.
Well, let's ask the weather lottery ball machine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What's the first digit? Here comes the first ball. It's coming right up the shaft.
Boom. There it is.
Zero. And the second one is also zero. Double zeros.
Ah.
That's going to be our high today. Our actual air temperature, zero.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And then, of course, there'll be a wind chill of some sort.
Yeah. Below zero.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So not too much to go outside for. I just stay inside, keep the radio on. We'll keep you informed and entertained.
Yep. Keep the pets indoors. You don't want to Right. Let them loose outside, especially the cats.
Mm,
right, the cats
go crazy. Yeah.
The dogs and cats.
Did you have any frost? No frost out there.
No. Oddly, just kind of a little light dusting of snow.
Yeah, very, very light snow.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little bit of that overnight, but no frost because it's not that moist. You know, there's no humidity. There's no
it's drawing the humidity out of the air. Yeah. It's burning it off in the sunlight.
Right.
It's burning water.
You just love to get me going, don't you? You just... water doesn't burn. Fog doesn't burn. Snow doesn't burn.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Just... You know, you're never going to convince me.
You know, there's going to be a lot of meteorologists that are out of work, and
I feel
you can
bad.
Ask them. They'll be walking around on the streets. You can just ask them, you know, what the weather's like.
Ever since they started clearing house at that one network,
right?
I don't know if they've done it completely yet. Have they done it at 27?
I don't think so. I think they got rid of a couple of people.
All right.
So far.
But it seems impossible to do this through
the Weather Channel.
Weather Channel.
Yeah.
They can't do it locally. They can't have people out in the snow. They can't have people in the streets. They can't do anything. They can't actually, you know, just drive into work real quick and start reporting the news because the weather's happening immediately. Yeah. They can't do all that stuff. I don't know what we're going to do without having local meteorologists.
Well, it's going to be like, they got rid of a lot of the sports department people. You know, it's
rare. They did.
Yeah, you know, you see some TV stations don't have a sports person anymore. They just let the reporters handle the sports.
Yeah,
it's going to be the same kind of deal. Well, they'll just throw a reporter out there in the snow and let them fend for themselves, and or get in a car, drive around. I love the drive around weather. Where they have a camera in the car.
That's right.
Pointing at a road in front of them that's just all snowy. And
they're driving around, so we don't have to.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Well,
it's hard to imagine that, you know, we're looking back on those old days of television news.
Yeah.
When they had reporters.
Right.
I think I read that Channel 3 got rid of their Sunday morning news program.
I think they did.
The interviews with the local politicians in the state. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
We should get Neil Heinen in here and he can explain
impressions of what's going on in the news.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the National Day Calendar. See what's going
Couldn't
on.
Couldn't delay that any longer, I guess.
What day does not belong here?
Do we have a lot of specific days today that we have to wrangle?
Lost the one. Oh, well, never mind. Is it National Granola Bar Day? Is it National Squirrel Appreciation Day? How about National Hugging Day? Or National Hyaluronic Acid Day? Which one of those days? Well, actually, all of those days belong.
John, you're looking at his screen now.
Yeah, you're cheating, so let's just start in.
All right, let's just go at it.
Okay. What do you think National Hyaluronic Acid Day is? Hyaluronic Acid Day.
Well, I guess they...
what is that?
They put that in specific kinds of makeup in order to hydrate the skin.
You're exactly right on.
There you go.
Especially during cold, dry weather months, you want to have a little hydration, and National Hyaluronic Day... good God. Hyaluronic Acid Day raises the awareness of the importance of hydrating benefits of skincare ingredients or something that.
Yeah, they've added it to a lot of makeup.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take care of yourself and hydrate your skin today with hyaluronic acid.
You just can't. You love saying it, don't you?
I do.
Highly moronic acid?
In my case, yes. National Granola Day. Yeah. Granola Bar Day. Yes, recognizes the considerable nutrition and energy found in one wholesome granola bar.
You know, they're not that wholesome. I have to say that because of protein isolates that they have now, they put that in these bars to make them more healthy.
Yeah.
So if you go and you buy any of these bars anywhere, these granola bars, buy them with the protein in it. Skip all the other junk.
Right.
You know, they try to fool you with fiber.
Right.
They you know, 12 grams of fiber. You know, no, 12 grams of protein is what you really should mm-hmm. be looking for.
Well, fiber is necessary too in your diet.
Yeah, but protein is
protein's pretty important. Yeah.
It is, but you get the protein.
Well,
bars.
If you're gonna, you shouldn't be eating a granola bar as a meal. You should be having like a collection of things. You know.
Well, not really.
what? Yeah, fruits, you just, vegetables?
You just eat
what?
Snacks all the time, John?
No, you don't do that. But what you should do is pace throughout the entire day.
Pace?
Intake of protein.
Oh. I thought you meant walk around.
No. Pacing. Well, yeah, you have to pace. But, you know, you really need protein throughout the entire day, especially as you get older.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't absorb as much of it, so you have to keep that supply going. It's amazing how much protein you need.
Thank you, Dr. John.
As a senior citizen.
It's National Squirrel Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Yeah, my dog has a love for squirrels.
Yeah, I bet.
I can't get her off the squirrel thing. You know, it's 2 years. She's almost 2 years old, and still she can't get enough of the damn squirrels outside.
There are lots of different kinds of squirrels. The ground squirrel, the 13-lined ground squirrel.
I don't know
what that is. Rock squirrel, the California ground squirrel. There's lots of different squirrels out there. We appreciate them all, don't we?
Well, they're freezing to death
that, a little bit later on, we'll talk to the Dane County Humane Society. Maybe I wonder if they have a squirrel to adopt.
Oh, that would be great. Yes.
I still want to get a talking bird that talks dirty.
Wouldn't that be great?
I just think it'd be hilarious. Bring it in here. It's National Hugging Day. Hey, why don't you just walk up to somebody and give them a great big hug without asking? Purpose of this day is to help everyone show a little bit more emotion in public. We really need that. The only way to celebrate the day is by offering a hug. You just offer a hug to anyone and everyone you want.
You know, everybody saw the missed kiss.
From Donald to Melania?
Yes.
Well, the hat blocked him.
Everybody knows that the hat was the secret way to block him. The rim is so low, he couldn't get close, and she wouldn't make it any closer.
She wasn't going to do anything about it, no.
What a great defensive mechanism.
I wonder if she tried on a whole bunch of different hats just for that purpose, tested them out.
I was waiting for her to bring out the knives, you know. I mean, she looked like V for Vendetta, you know.
Just, she looked like
all of a sudden, wow.
That those characters from Spy versus Spy.
Yes, you know? Yes, the flat hat.
Mad Magazine. Yeah.
What? Yeah. I mean, it was a great look, but it was very somber and angry looking.
She didn't smile a whole lot.
Well, she never does.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just getting started on a Tuesday morning. A little bit later on, we'll give away some Boys to Men tickets. They're coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. We've got those tickets. And we'll talk to the Dane County Humane Society. It's all coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly.
Yeah.
You gotta soar. Woo. You gotta live a little more.
Uh-huh.
Don't try and fight it.
Yep.
You've been invited. Come on and swing.
Swing. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online, verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime guarantee.
All right.
Okay. What do we got? What's first up on the list here?
Well,
we got to chat about. Oh, what about all the pardons?
Yeah.
We're going to get to that?
Well, good, sure.
Why?
Yeah, a lot of pardons.
Yeah. 1,500? 1,500. Insurrectionists?
Well, you know, he wasn't real discerning.
Just blanket pardon.
Broadly.
Anybody
gave
and
a
everybody.
Pardon everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and commuted some sentences early for some people.
Now, I thought J.D. Vance said last week that that was not going to happen. They were going to, you know, pick and choose. Just the worst violent offenders would they would not get the pardons, and then people that were just standing around watching things,
yeah,
were going to be okay.
And they
would get the pardons.
I think being president of the United States has kind of gone to Trump's head.
You know,
I think he feels all powerful. And that's where he's going with it. You know, he did promise that he was going to let the Justice Department make all the arrangements
to decide
who gets off and who doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got all these Sharpie pens. He doesn't know what to do with them.
Well,
he's throwing them out to the crowd yesterday.
I think he got into a rhythm.
Yeah.
That desk was stacked with... Yeah. What, executive orders?
Oh, God.
Too many executive orders.
Well, how many of those will actually stand up? Don't they have to go through some legal proceedings anyway?
Well, the more controversial ones probably will. Others will probably just float on by, and the House and the Senate won't give a damn about any of it. You know, they'll let him take whatever liberties he wants.
Sure.
And that's how it's all going to happen in this administration.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of sad, you know.
Sure.
I've got some commentary on this. This is what happens when you let a coup go unpunished. It's one comment that I saw on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Another, winning never stops. but this, very angry person complaining about people complaining about these insurrections getting pardons and commuted sentences. He goes, seditious conspiracy? Give me an effing break. BS drummed up charges. Glad they're out. The whole charade was a gross abuse of power by the Biden administration going after political enemies.
Okay.
God, I am so tired of hearing that from these people. Well, you know, if they do something wrong, then we penalize them. I don't know. Maybe it was just my imagination, some wild nightmare about watching the Capitol being, you know, broken into.
Right.
You know, we had protests here at our state capitol, and they were peaceful protests, very peaceful protests. Even inside, everybody was very good. They no damage to the Capitol whatsoever. And yet our Republican legislators wanted to lock everybody up. They wanted to make it illegal to protest there.
Yeah.
And they wanted to bust some skulls. They really did.
Yeah.
They actually posed that as a solution to getting those protesters to stop protesting. Bust some skulls. And here we have, you know, we watched it happen. We watched them breaking into the Capitol, taking a dump inside, breaking things up, and now we're letting them all go.
Yeah.
This is just stunning. Stunning.
You know, on this date back in 1977, I'm just checking the history books because we skipped over that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. But Cardin pardoned all the draft dodgers from Vietnam. Remember when that happened?
Yes.
And that was controversial at the time, but he did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of people were thankful for that.
Very thankful. Yes.
Yeah. I was contemplating doing the same thing once.
Yeah.
Thank goodness the lottery came out
and
gave me a high number, so
right.
I didn't have to go to Canada.
Right.
Although it would have been kind of a perfect time to go to Canada, and thinking now what's happened here in this country now that we have a dictatorship.
Well, yeah.
We have Mark on the line. Let's go to the phones right away here.
Sure.
Mark, what do you got for us?
Good morning.
Good grief. It just is sad to hear that he's going to be pardoning all those insurrectionists. That's really back in the blow. We hear from these right-wingers, when the Black Lives Matter protest was going on, all these cops were getting assaulted, and the cities were actually literally burned to the ground. And that absolutely didn't, you know, no cities got burned to the ground. Yes, there was cases of arson. A good portion of those arson cases were actually, you know, those Boogaloo boys, you know, trying to stir up trouble.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. the, how how any police officer now can actually say Trump backs the blue, because all the police officers that were assaulted in that Capitol, I mean, for God's sakes, we saw them taking flight poles down and using them as battering rams to take down the doors.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
It's
frustrating.
I mean, the only normality here is young Frankenstein normality, and it's Abby normal.
Yeah.
Abby somebody. It's Abby normal. I mean, that it is just...
Well, so, you know, some of those Spartans included Proud Boys who faced seditious conspiracy charges. I mean, it was just, you know, the felony crimes they admitted to.
Right. Yes.
These people, you know, it said they were guilty.
Right.
And now they're off.
A lot of them, yes.
Yeah, they got off. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I know. All right, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, brothers.
All right.
Appreciate that call. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or just use your civic media app.
How is this being the party of the law and order? How is this making America safe?
Good question.
How is this great? Traitors and terrorists, foreign and domestic, loose on our streets in America. Well, we're going to find out. Maybe a lot of them will run for office, and we'll find out later on how that works out.
Yeah. Well, we've got a whole lot more to go here. A little bit later on, we'll be giving away those Boys to Men tickets coming to the State Fair.
Oh, and the middle class is going to get hit hard.
Oh, with taxes.
Yes, that's a big story coming up after 7.
I thought they weren't going to do it that way.
Oh, it's going to happen.
All right, we got a lot more coming up. Midwest Farm Report right around the corner. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a few minutes. Bundle up. It's cold.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah. It's idiocracy time.
It is. It really is.
35. It's really cold. 11 degrees below zero. The high today, just zero.
Yeah.
Yep. There's an extreme cold warning, and almost all the schools are closed. Shut down. Forget about it. Go back to sleep.
Except for the UW.
Which is back
in session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I bet you a lot of people are still going to skip class today.
You think?
I would bet.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
it's time for Idiocracy.
Yeah, let's get to the first story here. We're talking about birthright citizenship, okay?
Yeah.
And during the Pam Bondi confirmation hearings, she seemed to hesitate about upholding the laws in the 14th Amendment. It's been in the Constitution for a few years now. That's what I hear. And
right.
Trump wants to get rid of it by first raising the issue with an executive order, which he already did.
Of course,
that won't work, but it starts the repeal process by sending it to our very, very political Supreme Court. Now, for me, this seems like it's bringing back little bits and pieces of the Confederacy. You know, slowly but surely, we're getting there. You know, with DEI,
yeah.
Now we don't have to hire minorities anymore. We can blatantly and outright hire white people just because we say that they are more qualified.
Mm.
No one knows if they're qualified or not. You know, you can't really read that into a corporate decision. So they can get away with murder now. DEI is gone. It's history. Out of here. So now, you know, we're bringing back a little bit of the Confederacy without the slavery. But then again, I don't know, maybe we are bringing back slavery very slowly but surely, right?
Well, he signed a lot of executive orders yesterday. I'm not sure we've seen all the details.
That's right. That's right.
But don't they have to have a test case to go to the Supreme Court? Don't they? I mean, how does it? Wouldn't go immediately to the Supreme Court, or would it?
Well, I don't know. You know, we brought TikTok to the Supreme Court without any
fast-tracked.
Yeah, without any reason. Well, let's go to Cut 86 here. This is a web wisdom from somebody who did a little rant on birthright citizenship. Let's check that out.
Okay, so we all know that if you're born in the United States, you're considered a U.S. citizen. You know, it's plain, it's simple, it's written in the United States Constitution in the 14th Amendment, but I want you to hear what Trump Attorney General pick Pam Bondi said during her confirmation hearing. Take a listen.
What does the 14th Amendment say?
Senator, the 14th Amendment, we all know, addresses birthright citizenship. I've been a state prosecutor. I've been a state AG. I look forward to, even given your remarks today, working with you and the people of California if I am confirmed as the 87th Attorney General of the United States of America. I didn't take your homework assignment. I'm sorry. I was preparing for today.
So on the 14th Amendment, now you've testified repeatedly to this committee that you will uphold the laws of this country and defend the Constitution of the United States. Do you believe birthright citizenship is the law of the land, and will you defend it regardless of a child born in the United States, regardless of their parents' immigration status?
Senator, I will study birthright citizenship. I would love to meet with you regarding birthright citizenship.
Can I answer the question? You serve as the Attorney General of the United States, and you still need to study the 14th Amendment of the Constitution? Yeah. That is not helping me have more confidence in your ability to do this job.
Yeah.
But I think what makes Pam Bondi's answer so concerning is that she doesn't seem to grasp the sort of monumental significance of the 14th Amendment. No, the 14th Amendment reset America. No, it drove a nation that once considered enslaved people and black people inferior to see them as equal citizens under the law. No, it sort of enshrines this idea that no one and nothing but the U.S. soil in which you were born and gets to define what actually makes you American. And in times like these, that's a very important concept to defend.
It is.
There you go.
One of the most important concepts. Yeah. And that's why I say it's bringing back a little bit of the Confederacy. Yeah. Now people aren't necessarily equal. If you're born here to, you mentioned something on this, Sam.
I was
undocumented immigrants in the country.
That's right. I was skimming through this executive order right before the show today, and the first two paragraphs just go on and on about how there's like absolutely no precedent in law for basically ending birthright citizenship for anyone born in the United States.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then it goes on to create different categories of birthright citizenship in this executive order. If both of your parents are citizens, you still get birthright citizenship. However, if one or both of your parents, I think, are either temporarily here, or they're not citizens at all, they're here illegally, then you don't get birthright citizenship. How do you just create categories like that? There's no precedent for this in law anywhere. You can't just make it up like that.
Yeah. His kids, by the way.
Exactly. Both of his
would not
Melania
be citizens
and
at
his former wife.
Yeah.
It goes on to say 30 days from now is when that order is going to take effect. So if you have a kid sometime in the next 30 days, they're still going to get citizenship when they're born, but come 30 days, if nothing changes, then that's going into effect.
Well, certainly not retroactive, so can't have that happen.
No. Wow.
Isn't that?
That's just mind-blowing.
I mean, the reason why they came up with birthright citizenship in the first place would say, keep your hands off this particular amendment, all right? Just forget about changing the 14th Amendment.
Right.
Because it was such an important thing to put in place after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I don't.
Okay, well, that takes care of that executive order.
First piece of outrage that we could muster up today. Oh, God.
There's lots more executive orders where that one came from.
Yeah. And yeah.
We're going to dig through all of them.
Oh, I'm sure, you know, we'll be getting to most of them.
Every one of them.
Well, it keeps us busy. Keeps the riffraff out there busy.
That's it.
We can talk about it ad nauseum, and it would make damn bit of difference.
That's part of the strategy, though. Just flood all this stuff out there.
Yep. Fire hose of BS.
The fire hose of BS. Just get it going right away, every day. Tons of stuff.
Yep.
Media can't cover it all, and they just keep it up.
Well, you know, next hour we're going to get to the big story, and that is it's going to really hurt the middle and lower class individuals in this country who were told by my brothers to just wait and see. And see how it affects you. Well, they've got plans to pay for the tax cuts for corporations and billionaires by taking money away from you. That's next hour.
Yeah.
But I want to get to this. Republicans have introduced legislation to raise the cap on insulin for seniors. Mm. Right now it's capped at $35. They want to take this away. Hey, I've got another web wisdom for us here, another rant from the internets, the tubes.
Okay.
Let's check it out. Cut 85.
Here we go, folks. Republicans have just introduced a bill to remove the $35 cap on insulin for senior citizens. This is amazing. And the $2,000 cap for prescription drugs, they're going to take that away too, because we can't be letting these senior citizens just take all this medicine to make themselves feel better in the later stages of their life. And for good measure, they will increase the cost of premiums and co-pays for everyone in America across the board. They want to take more money out of the pockets of senior citizens, those on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. You asked for it, MAGA. You got it. Good luck with that.
All right.
You know, it wasn't that long ago they instated this. I mean, that they put this in place, right?
Right.
For the $35 maximum.
In fact, Trump tried to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I did that. I put that in place.
Yeah.
Not Biden. Biden made it permanent, and he applied it to Medicare.
Yeah.
Now he's taking. Now they're going to take it back, the whole thing. What is happening, right?
No.
God. Well.
We're getting a few texts in here.
Yeah.
Catch up on these.
Doug, of course, chimed in with a reference to Melania's hat.
Yeah.
Is Pizza Hut a sponsor of the inauguration?
It does look like the Pizza Hut logo.
It really does.
I thought I put that on our Facebook page, but I don't see it here.
And also Mark said, wasn't it in Animal Farm that everyone is equal except some are more equal than others?
That's right. Animal Farm.
Now this is truly a big story. This could have been a big story. Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent actually said the term job creators. All right,
job creators.
We thought maybe we buried that in the past somewhere. Well, he dug it up again. The job creators we knew really weren't job creators after all. They were just reinvestors, and they took the money and gave themselves bonuses. We know that they didn't create jobs out of the money they were given in tax cuts. But all those job creators, they're back again.
Hmm.
It's already clear that members of the incoming administration, like Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent, are going to prioritize those at the top instead of working class Americans. Now, let's go to cut 90 here. This is Senator Chris Murphy asking about the minimum wage. Let's check it out.
I want to show you a couple of clips from Scott Bessent's nomination hearing today. He is Trump's nominee to be Secretary of the Treasury. He is a hedge fund manager. He's worth somewhere around $700 million. He has no clue how regular people live. And you will see this in some of these clips. He was asked by Bernie Sanders if he thinks that we should raise the minimum wage. The minimum wage today nationally is $7.25. Here's his very simple answer to Bernie Sanders' question.
So you don't think we should change the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour?
No, sir.
No. That's his answer. No, he doesn't think that we should raise the minimum wage above $7.25. You know what $7.25 gets you? a month, about $1,200. Scott Bessent's from South Carolina. You know how much the monthly rent is there for the average one-bedroom apartment? $2,200. I mean, the idea that this guy lives in a world in which he thinks that people can live on $7.25 tells you what is so fraudulent about this billionaire cabinet. They don't know how the rest of us live.
It's just an amazing thing to keep the federal minimum wage at $7.25. Now, let's go to Cut 91. I know we're running out of time. I think we can get this in. Elizabeth Warren Raphael Warnock talking about tax cuts.
Is there any billionaire rich enough who you wouldn't support a tax cut for going forward?
That I think it's unwise to single out any individual.
Okay, is there any group of billionaires? You can just pick a dollar figure, and there can be more than one above that.
I could give you a glib answer, but I won't.
In 2013, Congress extended the Bush tax cuts for everyone except those making more than $400,000 a year. This bipartisan decision saved the Treasury $600 billion, helping to narrow the deficit. Do you agree that ending the tax cuts for those making more than $400,000 would help close the deficit and reduce our national debt?
Senator Warnock, I do not. I believe that you would capture an inordinate amount of small business people who largely are in that cohort of 400,000 to a million.
So you wouldn't cut it off at 400,000. What about $1 million?
That again, I believe these are small business pass-through owners.
Yeah, not that.
And
that's
I believe that we, as I said before, Wall Street's done great. It is time for Main Street to do well.
And so this is Scott Bessent. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's just incredible. And by the way, there was no limit. we got to give tax to the job creators, he said later on. And it is just truly jaw-dropping.
Sad.
Thanks for that music. Curb your enthusiasm,
right,
John.
Exactly. 6:49, coming back with more of John and Gordy. Boys to Men tickets right around the corner. What? Huh? Yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Time to play the dating game.
That's what that music means.
Yes, with the Dane County Humane Society. And we welcome back Lisa Bernard. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Ready to go.
We are all prepared for this. If you're watching on X or on YouTube or on Facebook. Gordy has brought a prop in this time, and he's going to be blindfolded for this particular event
right now.
Okay, so you can't. You can't see the
work?
Pets. All right. So let's
can't see anything.
Let's get the nominees in our dating game for pets.
And the idea is, I am looking for a dog. I'm still looking, and we'll see if a dog is one of the contestants. So let's. Do you have the picture's up now?
You can see through
I can't see anything.
Okay. You're wearing your glasses outside of the blindfold.
That's correct, if you're watching on Facebook.
Just so
it's actually just to hold them on there.
The
strap is way too loose. I got the headphones on. Okay, so what do we got? Three contestants. Do they have names, Lisa?
They do. One is Judy.
Judy.
One is Sirius. And then we have a pair named Toast and Alfred.
A pair. Okay.
Yeah.
A pair.
What were those?
They're looking for a home together. Can we start with a pair?
Sure.
Okay, so they're 8 months old, brothers, and they're a little skittish. So they need a little more time to socialize with them.
All right. Well, that's what they're for. Basically,
teach
to socialize. Okay.
What were their names again? The pair,
Toast and Alfred.
Toast and Alfred.
Toast and Alfred. Okay. And their brothers.
And their brothers.
Okay. Are they going to grow into a large size pair of brothers?
No, they'll be pretty
much their size
compared to everybody else. I think they're almost done growing.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go on to the other contestants.
Okay, what about Judy? What do you think about Judy there?
Oh, Judy, she is energetic. She's 7 months. So she's got lots of puppy energy. She loves to she loves snuggles. So I almost stood up there. Oh my gosh.
That's you may have tipped that's your wonderful. Hand there yeah, on but, Judy, but okay.
All
and
right.
The other one?
Sirius, even though he sounds like he should be serious, he can be wiggly too and very sweet. He needs a little time to become comfortable, but I will warn you, he is also very smart because he knows how to operate some, he figures out latches. So you gotta watch it.
Figures out what?
Like the latches on a door.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Are any of these animals reptiles?
No.
Okay.
Well,
you know, I don't want any reptiles.
That would be a real talent for a reptile to figure out the latches on a door.
I'm thinking a snake could just slither up there and wrap themselves around it. And
You never know. I did fail to mention that Sirius is an adult.
Okay. Sirius is an adult. All right.
Well, take your pick here, man.
Well, I will... You know, I guess I would pick number one because, Lisa, you let it slip that it was a puppy, so or had puppy energy. I assume that's a dog, and that's what I'm looking for. Did I
you
get
mean
that
Judy?
Or Judy.
Judy, yes.
Judy, sorry.
Yep.
Yes.
Cause,
what kind of puppy?
So she is a Labrador Retriever mix.
Oh, yeah.
So she's got really cute ears.
Yeah.
Beautiful color. She's very wiggly. She's working on her training. She loves belly rubs. I feel like you could take your...
Yes, I'm going
to
take...
Yeah, it's time to do the grand reveal.
Since I picked the puppy. Oh, yes. Judy's very cute. And Toast and Alfred, I was going to guess that hamsters.
Hamsters, right. And Sirius. Look at Sirius.
Oh, Sirius?
Yeah.
Also a dog?
Nice looking dog. Black and white.
Oh,
beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I threw another one in there. Ha ha.
Ah. Tricky.
But
very tricky.
What?
Gordy. That Judy could be the right one for you because she's looking for a home without any cats.
Oh.
And she'd probably prefer no dogs because she wants all the attention for herself.
Yeah, those
especially
labs.
Her toys. She wants her toys for herself, too. Yeah.
Which one are you talking about now?
That's Judy.
Judy.
Judy, okay.
Sweet Judy, brown eyes.
Well, I will consider her. And now, if anybody wants to find out more information about any of these pets that you've brought with you today or any of the other animals that are available at the Humane Society, how do they do that?
They can go to giveshelter.org/adopt.
Okay. And Dane County Humane Society does a great job. We went out there and took a look around, and unbelievable operation you got going there, Lisa.
Thank you.
You're always looking for volunteers too, right?
We are. We love our volunteers. They help us do everything. They help us with our animal medical services area, with helping slowly recover animals coming out of surgery, giving them lots of snuggles and care, to helping clean kennels and cat condos, to providing snuggles to animals. And if they don't want to work with animals, we also have different like office type positions where they can help with paperwork. They can also volunteer at our thrift store. They are always looking for volunteers. And we have a West Side store as well as an East Side store now. So, and lots of wonderful camaraderie over there. People just love working together over there.
I just want to remind everybody that all these candidates in the dating game are just fantastic. And somebody could definitely provide a home for any one of these candidates.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Yes, we love all of our candidates. They are wonderful. Yep. So, and we know we're going to find homes for them. We hope to find homes for them. So stop on in. So maybe we can hook you up.
All right, very good, Lisa. Appreciate it. Lisa Bernard, Dane County Humane Society. Thanks for being with us. Talk to you next time.
Big stories coming up.
right around the corner. Stay with us.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.